This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
On Wednesday, August 20th, in an article entitled "Brisket is Worth the Wait," the New York Times named New York as one of the brisket capitals of the U.S., citing the arrival of Texas-style barbecue at places like Hill Country Barbecue Market, Brisket Town, and Fet Sow. With great chef talent certainly comes great food, but what role does the raw ingredient play in the finished product? We called Patrick Martins, founder of Heritage Foods USA, to see if he thought that New York City's access to quality meat had anything to do with our better brisket. Patrick, do you think the meat makes a difference?
Yes. Thanks so much for asking me this question. I read that article with great enjoyment. I thought it was a great article. And at the end, I was wondering, you know, if the brisket itself had anything to do with it. I thought the same question. And I think, you know, obviously the ingredient plays a very vital role in the final product. And sometimes that's everything else is talked about but that. And it made me think of, Pat LaFrieda Meats, who's a major meat distributor here in New York. And he started Creekstone, a kind of more humane operation for raising cattle. Then there's D'Artagnan, De Braga, Paisanos, our friends at Ottomanelli's, who've been doing it for 96 years. There's, of course, my company, Heritage Foods USA. But then there are a bunch of local guys like the Meat Hook and Dixon's Farm Stand Meats and Fleischer's. And, it kind of got me thinking that maybe not all brisket is equal, you know, and some of these meat distributors in the city, might just get access to better brisket. I mean, perhaps population breeds competition, and therefore the best briskets in the U.S. are from the best cows come here to New York. I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, I thought that that was possible. And, and I also think style of raising, whether it's grass-fed or corn-fed, whether the breed is Angus or Kobe, whether the cow was free-ranged or raised in confinement, those all play big roles in the final taste, and I think is probably behind a little bit why New York is the new brisket capital of America.
Well, amazing. You can catch a little more from Patrick every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where he does his weekly show, The Main Course, where he talks to producers, some of whom are making that better brisket. Thank you so much, Patrick, for joining us.
Thank you.
From Bushwick, Brooklyn, this is Allison Hamlin for Heritage Radio Network.